I was so excited because it was because I knew it was going to be a good movie. I mean, he doesn't make bad movies, and he obviously had his passion in The Passion, but I began to follow the process, and it was a huge grin for me all the way through, because I think it was just before the picture opened that this story came out about some of the Hollywood studios saying that he was blacklisted in Hollywood, he'd never work for their studio again or something. I couldn't help but think, you know, and he cares, because he went out and rallied the troops. I mean, the beauty of it is that they, you know, he brought everybody together so strongly that he has proven that the power of the individual out there is stronger and can be stronger than the power of Hollywood, because it's one of the top grossing pictures of all time. And it was done totally outside the system, and it was done totally because people got out of their houses and went and voted for it and said, yes, this is what we want. And they sent that message to Hollywood, and Hollywood has to listen to those kind of messages, because their whole bottom line is economic. They are not... they're not based on anything except the economic bottom line. And so there's probably going to be, you know, half a dozen Jesus movies coming out in the next 3 or 4 years, and most of them will probably be bad and phony. But at least that's taking away from other bad movies that they would be doing, and say, that's fine, you know, let them make a bunch of them. And we're hopeful that if people will do the same thing with this Benji, not the same thing as The Passion, obviously, but will, you know, get out and support this movie and anybody else who's trying to make a statement for good, safe, appropriate, you know, family values, and doing it with good entertainment. We don't ask anybody to go see a movie just because it's clean. You can do clean at home. But to have a really great experience, to teach your kids something. The New York Post just there's a quote from a lady in the New York Post. It just says, if you want your kids to grow up ethical and humane, take them to see this movie. And that's pretty powerful stuff. And so we're very excited about that. But the message that can send to Hollywood is, we want more of this. We want you to clean up your act. And at the very least, maybe the next time we come through there, they won't say, okay, we have to have control.